The Holy Spirit helps Christians remember the history of our faith and the gifts we have received from God. Without this grace, we risk slipping into idolatry. This was Pope Francis's message at Morning Mass on Monday. Christopher Wells has more.
In his homily at the Mass, Pope Francis continued his reflections on the Holy Spirit. Many Christians today, he said, do not know who the Holy Spirit is. Pope Francis said, the Holy Spirit is God active in us, God who helps us to remember, who awakens our memory. A Christian without a memory, the Pope said, is not a true Christian. He or she is a prisoner of circumstance, of the moment, a man or a woman who has no history. When a Christian has no memory, he said, he is not a Christian, but an idolater. The Holy Spirit, on the other hand, helps us to enter into history, a history that God himself has entered into. Our God is moving forward on the road with us, Pope Francis said. God is among us. He walks with us. He saves us. Pope Francis concluded his reflections with an invitation to Christians to ask the grace of memory so that they will never be a people that forgets the paths that they have taken, that they will not forget the graces of their lives, that they will not forget the forgiveness of their sins, that they will not forget that they were slaves and the Lord has saved them. Mass on Monday was attended by Vatican radio technicians and staff and employees from the Pontifical Council for the Pastoral Care of Migrants. And after the Mass, in a personal greeting, Pope Francis wished Monsignor Peter Wells, an assessor for the Secretary of State. And at the conclusion of Mass, in a personal greeting, the Holy Father wished a happy birthday to Monsignor Peter Wells, an assessor for General Affairs at the Secretary of State.
Pope Francis wished a happy birthday to Monsignor Peter Wells, an assessor for general affairs at the Secretary of State.
He wished the Monsignor a happy birthday and thanked him for all the good he had done in the service of the Church. I'm Christopher Wells.